Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. And come hell or high water, she's got here this afternoon.
I have battled through and you've made me laugh already, which was just what I needed.
There you go. Well, let's cheer everybody up with some great ideas to what to go and
see. Well, I might head straight for this because I think we sort of need it. Silent Pool are releasing their rosé.
Oh, really? Rosé?
Yes, right. They do a sparkling rosé, which is amazing. 6th of May, between 11 and 4, it's the release of Aubrey Vineyard's Silent Rosé for their 2018, from last year, obviously. Their flagship wine was originally served on the Royal Barge to celebrate the Queen's Diamond Jubilee.
Oh, really?
In 2012. Yes,
wow.
Exactly. Now, it usually sells out within months of its release in May each year. You can visit the vineyard for tastings, wine by the glass, and your chance to buy a few bottles before it disappears. Now, I think they've only got about 9,000 bottles, which isn't much when you actually look at it. We could get through that between us. Especially today. So you can go on a self-guided tour of the vineyard. It's free to do and a great way to learn all about English wine. Families are welcome, as kids will love the vineyard toy trail as well. And wine tastings and wine by the glass is just £5 a person.
Oh, that's good.
I think we ought to be there. I really do. Moving on to the wonderful Shalford Mill. They've got a bird walk going on now. It's only £3. It takes place on the 8th of May from 9.30 till 11.30. So, again, not long out of your day either. And you can hone your birding skills with the RSPB Guildford and District Volunteers, learning to identify the spring songs and jeers at this time of year, returning to the mill for coffee and cake. Now, booking is essential. It's on their phone number. That's nationaltrust.org.uk/Shalford Mill. It's a Guildford number, 561389. I know I've rattled that off, but I'll leave it with Graham if anybody wants to know.
Yeah, we can pass that on.
My late stepfather, he would go out in the garden and he'd hear a bird and he'd go, oh, that's a blackbird, or oh, that's a something.
Oh, he knew just from the
I mean, I love hearing them, but yeah. I couldn't for the life of me. Do you know, apart from a pigeon and a magpie, I'm lost. I don't know which is which. Now, the University of Surrey at Guildford are actually in the midst of their annual music festival, Guildford Music Festival, and they've got a guitar day, which takes place in town at the Guildhall. This is on the 11th of May from 11 till 6. Admission is £25 for normal ticket, £10 for students. Now, you can go on the surrey.ac.uk website, go through to all the events section and book online, or you can actually physically go into the TIC and buy tickets for there in the tourist office. So the Guildford Guitar Day has an Elizabethan theme. Three concerts take place in the Guildford's historic Guildhall across the day. There are going to be recitals from Jess Flowers, Lottie Betts-Dean in soprano, and Audrey Lebedev. I don't know who's done this for me today. For the evening performance, internationally acclaimed theoboe and lute player Matthew Wadsworth is joined by one of his regular collaborators, baroque specialist Julia Doyle. So there's a full programme, and holders of the Worshipful Company of Musicians' New Elizabethan Award will perform music taken from both Elizabethan eras.
All right.
Sounds really good. If you like guitar music, this is the place to go. Booking is essential for that. Moving over to the Cranley Arts Centre. Now, this is a beautiful place. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, no.
It's in the middle of Cranley in an old church.
Oh, lovely.
And it's absolutely wonderful. On the 11th of May from 10.30 till 5, they've got Kids Craft making carnival masks. So they create fabulous festive masks in this workshop, led by local artist Mirana D'Ambroso. Now, it's perfect for parties and in plenty of time for the Cranley Carnival, which takes place on the 29th of June. And I will talk about that more nearer the time. All materials are provided. It's suitable for ages 5+, and it's £6 a child. And that's absolutely everything they make, their mask, and take it home with them. Now, love a bit of drama. The Electric Theatre has got a really good musical play coming up. It's called The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. It's a new one. It's on from the 15th to the 17th of May, 7.30 each evening. Full price tickets are just £16. So for a theatre performance, that's really good value. Now, it's on, and also on the Thursday session after the show, they're going to do a bit of a Q&A, so you can talk to the actors and the producers and all the rest of it about it. Now, The Last 5 Years is an emotionally powerful and intimate musical by Jason Robert Brown. It's witty and heartbreaking story of two New Yorkers in their 20s who fall in and out of love. And here comes the confusing bit. You can't nod off because it's an unconventional structure consisting of Kathy telling her story in reverse chronological order while Jamie tells his in time order.
Oh, wow. You've got to keep alert for that.
Bit like sitting in a committee, really, isn't it?
It is, really, yes. I could vouch for that, yep.
Now, we've done Elizabethans and we've done modern New Yorkers. We're now going to go to Henry VIII. The wonderful piece of music by Camille Saint-Saëns is taking place on the 16th and 17th at Holy Trinity Church in Guildford. It's at 7:30 both evenings. Full price tickets are £20. Now, Saint-Saëns's opera, Henry VIII, combines beautiful melodies and powerful choruses with scenes of intimate psychological drama, really dramatically produced. And it majors on the sexual allure of Anne Boleyn, gripping both King Henry and the Spanish ambassador at the time. However, only one man triumphs, and the climax of the opera sees Henry set aside a loyal, faithful queen, overthrow the papal legate's decision, and declare himself head of the Church of England. So you can imagine how they paint that picture in really dramatic ways. So that is Guildford Opera performing that at Holy Trinity Church. And Holy Trinity Church, of course, provides the ideal setting to be the Royal Palaces and Westminster Hall. Looks really good. It's amazing for things like this. Tickets from the tourist office on that one. Now, moving over to Godalming, we've got an even different era. I'm letting you travel through hundreds of years today.
I'm impressed.
I'm on to Jane Austen now.
Yeah, see? Right. Oh, there you go. Have you got your TARDIS with you?
I think I need one. The Wilfrid Noyce Centre in Godalming, really good place to get to, right by a great big car park. So for evening events, it's perfect. They are putting on a Jane Austen ball.
Oh,
so
right.
If you like the old dressing up, this is the place to go. Tickets are £35. It's on the 17th of May at 7:30 in the evening. And it's an enchanting evening where you can learn Regency dancing, feast on food of the period, and enjoy Austen's characters brought to life and win prizes. Lynchpin Theatre are putting it on, and it invites you to party like it's £17.99 at the glorious Jane Austen Ball. You enjoy a sumptuous Regency supper as actors bring to life the characters from Miss Austen's novels. You learn to dance like Regency folk as our mistress of the dance gently guides you through the steps, all to live music from the period. Beginners are welcome. You also learn about the language of fans. You know, they always have their fan with them,
ladies with their fans,
where they hold it and how they hold it, what it really means. And just to bring you right up to date, there are some fabulous raffle prizes to be won throughout the evening. Dressed to Impress, inspired by the Regency era, and maybe win a prize for the best dressed. Online booking is subject to a 5% booking fee. So you can pop into the tourist office or go on their website.
That's a lovely idea, that, isn't it?
It sounds lovely. I love that sort of thing. Whenever you watch all those period dramas on telly, it's so elegant.
Delicate flirting.
Love it. Trinity Folk Festival starts. Now, really here, if you're a folk fan, you need to get on the website, Trinity Folk Festival, or on visitguildford.com. It's from the 17th to the 18th of May, spread over 3 venues. On the Friday evening, it's at the Boiler Room with Luke Jackson Trio and Kitty McFarlane. Saturday afternoon is the main festival, and that's going to be at Holy Trinity Church this year, not St Mary's like it has been previously. And they've got people like the Tweed Project, they've got Ben Jacob and Lucas Drinkwater, lots of well-known folk singers. And then there's a late night gig at the Star Inn with Phantom Voices and Jaywalkers. Now, daytime tickets, the dearest one is £21. And the evening tickets are £10. So, again, good value stuff. I'm not bringing you the pricey bits.
Very good. Very good.
Moving to somewhere really close to home here, Brooklands have got their vintage festival. Now, if dressing up as Jane Austen doesn't float your boat, maybe this vintage era will. See, we've got another era going on here. Full details are on brooklandsmuseum.com. It's on the 18th of May from 10 till 9 in the evening. Advance purchase of tickets can save you some money to give you an, for instance, advanced adults £14.50, on the day adults £16.
Good stuff.
It's got to be half a pint, isn't it? So you head to Brooklands Museum as they turn back the clock to celebrate the music, fashion, style and dancing of the 40s and 50s. It's a chance to put your hair up, grab your best outfit and lace up the dancing shoes. Stock up on vintage gear at the extensive vintage trade village, featuring some of the best vintage sellers around. And if all the shopping gets a bit much, you can head to the dance marquee behind the motoring sheds, where you'll be able to refresh yourself with some food and drink, listen to live music and take part in some free dance lessons.
Very good.
See, I could take my husband. It's just his normal wardrobe. He hasn't replaced it since the 50s.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. finishing off, this last one's going to be a bit of a long one, but Farnham have got a walking festival.
All right.
Now, the variety of stuff that they have got, it's a two-week period starting on the 19th of May, is just incredible. There's so much detail, I can't really bring everything here this afternoon, but I'll give you a bit of a taste. They've got history walks and accessible walks, short walks, long walks, all sorts of things. Over 40 walks in total. Now, some of them are just half-mile strolls, while some are 14-mile hikes. So don't think, oh, I'm not a walker, I can't do this, because if you have a look, there'll be plenty that you can do. The one thing is, though, it's very important for health and safety and lots of other reasons that you book. And one or two are fully booked already, so you need to get on to farnhamwalkingfestival.org. So it starts off, the first one's a nice little 4 miler. That makes me go a bit pale, but doesn't for some. It's Town and Country Farnham, and it starts at Gostree Meadows, and walks starts in the centre of Farnham, pointing out associations with local characters, historic buildings and events. So you learn something as well, which is really good. There's quite a few at Farnham Town. One explores Farnham's mountain, and that's a 10 miler. I don't like the sound of that, although I didn't think they had a very big mountain. There's some exploring the heritage, wildlife and conservation area of the Bourne Valley. So if you're into wildlife, it's a circular walk that begins at the Church of St. Thomas on the Bourne and goes and visits sites of heritage and wildlife interest. That's a 3 miler. There is a 9 miler, which is waterside wanderings. This is on the 23rd of May. So there's one or two like every single day. What really impressed me was one on the 24th of May, which is very short indeed. And it starts at Gostree Meadows, and it's called The Basics of an Efficient Gait. So we might think we know how to walk well, but in reality, are you matching your anatomy? Are you making it difficult because of your own posture? And this helps with your walking posture and things like that. So I think that's absolutely great. I've got a couple of Exploring the Countryside for Families, which picks a walk where obviously the kids can go, but also you can use activity boxes and all sorts of things with the Farnham Heath RSPB. But you can also get a buggy along, which is important. There's evening ones on the 24th of May between 7 and 9, 2.5 miles. A lovely evening's meander through Farnham Park to the castle and back across farmland. There's an Alice Holt Arboretum one. Farnham's Brewing Heritage, although I think that's like looking at the buildings,
that
not
might
tasting
slow you down
it.
A bit.
No, yeah, maybe. Walk in the Bourne Woods, wildlife at Farnham Park. Absolutely lots and lots of different things. And right at the end, Farnham Lion Heart Start walks on the 2nd of June, which is when it actually finishes. They've got Simple Skills Save Lives. And this, again, is Gostree Meadows on the 2nd of June, where there are 5 separate walks of 4 miles. And it's all about walking for health, how you could just a little bit every day makes all the difference. It's just a really brilliant program that they put together. Absolutely something for everyone. Some are just tiny, so you can go and, yeah, I'll have a go. Others are, right, I own walking boots, I own the stick, I own everything else, I'm going to go and do this. And 14 miles is the longest one. Ouch.
Wow, that is quite a distance, isn't it?
Yeah, 14 miles.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for coming all these miles in from Guildford to see us.
And if I go on that gate thing and I can walk, it might be quicker than battling through the traffic.
You probably will be quicker. Anyway, thanks for doing that today. And if people want to find out more?
Well, they can go on visitguildford.com, or if you happen to be in Guildford High Street, come in and see the team at the tourist office. We'd be delighted to see you.
That's a good idea. I'll have to do that sometime. All right, Diana, good to see you. See you next week.
See you next week, Graham.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.